Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up quickly the discussion about Russia and Ukraine. Joe Biden is now proposing, this is a very, very strong thing, threatening use of a novel export control to damage strategic Russian industries, including artificial intelligence, quantum computing, aerospace. How can he do that? There's a thing called the Foreign Direct Product Rule. Every contract that an American company enters into with a foreign country that has to do with chips, chip technology, has to have a provision that says that if it has to be used in accordance with U.S. law and directives. Anything that includes semiconductors and electronics. When Huawei, H-U-A-W-E-I, the crooked Chinese company where they had a vice president arrested in Canada, you remember, going to be sent here to the United States because they were dealing with Iran. And then the Chinese locked up two Canadian businessmen who hadn't been doing anything, grabbed them out of a restaurant. So we had to let her go or else they'd just keep grabbing Canadian-American businessmen. But what we did is we imposed the foreign direct product rule against Huawei. We've driven down their revenues 30% because, frankly, when it comes to manufacturing semiconductors, the technology that's used, it uses U.S. tools or designed by U.S. software, a lot of it produced in Taiwan, and they cannot sell it to anybody we say they can't resell it to. So we said they couldn't sell to Huawei or to China, and we got them that way and really hurt them. Well, what Biden is saying is, what he's proposing is, anything electronic that includes semiconductors is not going to be sold to Russia if they go into Ukraine. And we force countries, companies in other countries themselves not to export to Russia. Russia would have no smartphones, tablets, video game consoles, and a lot of things. And this is at the consumer level. But more importantly for them, it would interfere with quantum computing, artificial intelligence, and aerospace, civilian aerospace. So number one, we can also pull them off the SWIFT system. That's that international financial arrangement where banks, in a secure way, trade information. If they're yanked off the SWIFT system, their banks are crippled. They can issue checks. Employees can get checks. They're not going to be able to cash them. They're not going to be able to get any cash. We can basically shut them down. And Biden is talking that way right now. The fly in the ointment are the Germans. And for two reasons. One is Germany and Europe rely about 40% of their power on Russia. 40% natural gas, fuel, that kind of thing. And also Angela Merkel made a mistake and shut down the nuclear reactors, the civilian nuclear reactors in that country, and deprived them of that particular energy source. But the second thing is the Germans, at the end of the Second World War, were occupied by the Russians, who were quite brutal with them, as the Germans have been brutal with the Russians, raped many of the women in Prussia. I'm not kidding. The whole province, the whole part of Germany. And then occupied it, ran it with what's called the Stasi, which were German traitors who answered to Russian masters. Putin was assigned in Germany for part of that time to oversee his these German traitors. Well, a lot of them have a Stasi mentality still. They're afraid of Russia. Why do I say that? The chief of the naval operations there, the head admiral of the entire German Navy, issued a statement the other day saying that Putin and the Russians must be respected for what they're doing in Ukraine, quote unquote. Quote unquote. Putin and the Russians must be respected for what they're doing in Ukraine. The outcry was so unbelievable, he had to resign and apologize. But if that is the sentiment that's pervading the German military, That's very, very damaging. The Germans will not send arms to Ukraine. They won't permit Estonia to send arms to Ukraine that Estonia bought from Germany, because they have the same foreign direct product rule themselves. And you know what they say? They say, well, I'm not kidding. Virtually, this is verbatim. We killed so many people in Russia that we don't want to look like we're opposing Russia now. What he means is, when the Nazis went in, they did kill a lot of people in Russia. So did Stalin. He killed 20 million of them. And Stalin and Hitler were allies at the beginning. They divided up Poland. At the beginning, Stalin was part of it. Then Hitler turned on him. And suddenly the Russians are, oh, well, we're allies of the United States. They're allies of the United States simply because they had to. They had to be. So when I get people calling in from the Republican Party saying the Russians are good, read some history, and I mean it, and read it right quick, and don't read it on Facebook. Now, what will Germany do if Russia does invade Ukraine? They're part of NATO. We have, what, 15,000 troops or more in Germany right now. I've had many friends who are stationed there. It's important to have a troop presence in Europe exactly because of Russia. I'll tell you what, Nord Stream 2 should shut down then. Russia should continue to have to send fuel into Europe through Ukraine, where Ukraine gets $2.5 billion of fees a year for letting that happen, instead of Xing them out. But it could be a cold winter if Russia tries to shut off the gas. The problem for them is they have contracts where they have to provide it, number one. And number two, they need money. Russia is nothing but a gas station in a bad part of town. It's a bad station in a bad neighborhood. Gas station, that's it. And a badly run, dirty gas station is what it is. So there you have it. That is the latest. And right now, they're massing troops, and it looks like the way they're going to try to do it is engender a coup. I'm concerned they'll try to harm Zelensky, the president, stick in a pro-Russian guy, one of the guys they had before, a billionaire, a thief, a Russian trader, and say he's the president and try to do it that way. So a lot going on, a lot going on. We do not want the Republicans and Trump in charge of any of this. Well, speaking of another least favorite guy, and Putin's the least favorite, this is unbelievable. Newt Gingrich, remember him? I'm amazed that he's still around. I thought somehow he'd passed to his reward, that he'd been rowed across the River Styx by Karen the boatman. That's spelled C-H-A-R-O-N, not K-A-R-E-N. Look it up. Newt Gingrich. You know what he did? He just threatened the January 6th committee, believe it or not, saying, you will go to jail if the Republicans take over in 2022. This is Newt Gingrich. Oh, really? Newt Gingrich is going, okay, when the Republicans come in, they're going to put the Democratic leadership in jail, along with Liz Cheney, and along with Adam Kinzinger. What is this? Is this the Middle East? Is this Asia? Is this Africa? This is the Republican Party. The Republican Party, the fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party, that party has got to either be reconstituted and reformed or driven out of politics in whatever interest their conservative interests they are representing deserve to be represented, have to be represented by an honest party that's loyal to the United States, that isn't loyal to Russia and doesn't use Russian tactics. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, a Dick of Madison?
Matt, did I just hear, I just got in the car and I think I heard you say that there are some in the Republican Party saying now that the Russians are actually the good guys. And in World War II, like you said, the only reason it was to their advantage to be our ally. Otherwise, it wouldn't have never happened. Where do these people come from?
Well, we were talking about a call in about half an hour ago, Dick. You probably didn't hear it. So, and it's just one person, but there is a sentiment in the Republican Party that somehow they want to be close to Putin. It started with Trump, but Trump did it because he's been paid. He's been paid, and he's been bribed and blackmailed by the Steele video. Yeah, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Here's another thing. There is very little evidence to show that the Russian people have a stomach for this war that he wants to get into. Might be real interesting to Putin. Be careful what you wish for, because the masses over there, from what I'm understanding and reading, are not at all down with this. So, you know.
Right. They don't want to attack Ukraine, their fellow Slavs and all that. No. However, when you have an autocrat running a country, a dictator and a criminal, and you speak up and then he arrests and beats people, how do you express legitimate opposition? How do you express it? They don't have fair elections. So it would have to be a violent uprising. And right now, I agree with you 100% that the vast majority of people don't want war with Ukraine. But I also believe that the vast majority of people don't have the guts to demonstrate publicly or try to do something about it and get beaten in jail. That's the problem, Dick. That's the problem. So anyway, thanks a lot for calling in. And you're absolutely right about World War II. And I'll say it again, Hitler and Stalin were allies. Hitler thought initially that he had Russia and Japan on his side. It's a pretty vast swatch of land throughout Asia into Europe. And he turned on Stalin and invaded him. If he hadn't done that, there's no way Stalin would have attacked the United States. Stalin murdered 20 million or so people. Stalin was one of the greatest mass murders in history. I'm tired of the Republican Party, starting with Trump, saying that they trust Putin and not our FBI and CIA. Ron Johnson said that too. Somebody said to him publicly, do you trust the CIA and the FBI? He said, no, you trust Trump. And Trump trusts Putin at the Helsinki press conference. They said to Trump, the CIA and the FBI said that Russia hacked into our elections. He said, well, I talked to Putin here and he denies it. Why would he lie? Why would he lie? Why would he kill a guy in Berlin? Why would he kill a guy in London? Why would he invade and kill people in Crimea? Why would he kill 14,000 people in Ukraine? That's how many have died already. Because Putin has sent soldiers in. They just don't use Russian uniforms. They use guerrilla uniforms and murder people. Russia exports slavery and murder. It's fundamentally a great country. It could be. The people are quite fine. The ones I met in the 1990s were fine. But the truth of the matter is, it's a slave state. And for the Republican Party to say that they are good and that people want to be part of that is not only stupid, but it betrays the United States. We are going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Time keeps on slipping into the future.